Well, if you've listened to this show at any point, you know that we're really big on health and wellness. And we just so happen to have here in the studio a young lady who's from Rock Hill that's pretty big in the world of CrossFit. She's also the daughter of one of our favorite all-time people in Rock Hill. Her name is Madeline. Let me make sure I get everything right, Madeline. Madeline Helms. And your mom is the wonderful Lori Helms. Mm-hmm. And so much, good morning to you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
So we get a chance to talk to your mom once a month. She's with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and she always tells us about her kids. And, you know, I'm always interested in your story because I exercise on the regular, and I know what you do in the world of CrossFit, and I know what I do here at home. And it's like me being in kindergarten and you're like a senior in college, the level of fitness. And I'm like, what on earth? This is unbelievable. And if folks obviously are not familiar with your story, kind of take us back. So you're from Rock Hill. And mm-hmm. just briefly, just tell us your story from the time you graduated to what you're kind of doing now.
Yeah, so I graduated Rock Hill High School in 2015. I went directly to Anderson University, originally starting as an elementary education major. Quickly switched after my freshman year. Prior to that, I'd been into running. I'd ran around all the Rock Hill parks prior to going to college. So that was piqued my interest into the fitness world. So I quickly switched to a kinesiology major. During that time, just kind of came across CrossFit. A friend invited me, said, hey, I think you'd like this. So I went in, and from day one, it was the kind of thing where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to join. This is great. So started there, no experience whatsoever. Just knew that it was fun, big community. Found a gym that was in Anderson, started there, came back a couple times throughout our breaks, would come to the Rock Hill gym. And so as I just got more into it, I would kind of balance that with school and then eventually work. To the point where it was just kind of what I did.
So you really took a fitness hobby and really have expanded to where you are today. Now, mm-hmm. when we talk about CrossFit, explain what type of fitness program we're talking about here.
Yeah, so I would say this is kind of the catch-all to where you've got the conditioning, you've got the strength training, you've got the high intensity, and you kind of combine all of that together. The theory kind of goes with the constantly varied idea to where you're constantly doing different things, you're constantly challenging yourself, you're not really ever repeating a workout. So there's something always new, and I think the fun thing about CrossFit, especially for adults, is that you're constantly learning something new, because I think we reach a point in our age where we stop learning things so much, and I think this is a fun hobby or sport for a lot of people because there's always a new skill that you can pick up. To the point where everything's also scalable. So for, you know, somebody coming in, they're not going to start with level 10 of something. They're going to start at level 1, which we all do, and then just kind of build from there.
The workouts and the exercises that you do in CrossFit, they really do mimic what we do in everyday life, right? Like when mm-hmm. you bend down to pick something up, we've always been told, squat down, don't lift with your back. When you're standing, you know, have like a strong core.
Yeah.
And so the world of CrossFit just said, hey, we're already doing these movements in our day-to-day jobs, no matter what job you're in. Why not we fine-tune this and really expand upon it?
Definitely. And I think that kind of fitness truly is for everyone, depending on how hard you push. I've worked in a class with a 70-year-old man next to me to the point where we're doing the same workout. We're doing different things, but essentially we're getting to the same end point by the end of the class, and we both get what we need based on where we're at in our time of life.
So what do you do now, Madeline? So my knowledge of CrossFit, and I'm familiar with like the CrossFit games that you see on television. Mm-hmm. So are you at that level? And if you're not, maybe explain maybe the level you're at in the CrossFit world.
So the sport is kind of still in a changing phase to where every year still looks a little bit different. But essentially there's 4 stages. The CrossFit games would be the biggest 4th stage that you can get to. I've made it up to the 3rd stage, so mm-hmm. I've never made it to the 4th. I don't know that I ever will. I'll keep just continuing to work. But so it's kind of in these stage processes where you start with the worldwide, you know, everyone in the world can compete. You can compete in it. Then they start to, you know, narrow it down to a smaller group each time. And then the 4th stage is obviously the games where there's, you know, 40 men, 40 women in the whole world, and that's it. So I just kind of, you know, my goal these days is to pair my sport with CrossFit with my current job, nutrition coaching. I do personal training as well, and I just try to continue training in the sport as much as it allows me to balance my life but not take over my life. And then as good as it'll let me get at that point, I'll keep trying.
What do you say to individuals, no matter where they are in their fitness journey, that whether it's CrossFit or any type of other workout programs maybe offered at like at any of our YMCA mm-hmm. branches, for example, that they see the pictures on social media and they see the after shots of these individuals, men and women that look ripped and gorgeous, and you're like, I won't ever get there, and they really get defeated before they start. What can you tell them, maybe even about your personal journey,
yeah.
that can encourage them that it's never too late, I guess, to take control of,
of
their health?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, everyone starts somewhere. Truly, I think the people that are ripped and look that way get that way because they're doing what they enjoy, not because they force it. You have to work really hard to get to that point. So for a lot of people, I think the best exercise, whether it's at the Y, a group class, training, that kind of stuff, is just find whatever you enjoy and do more of that, because the best exercise, regardless of what it is something that motivates you to go do it. And if you hate doing it, then it's not a very good option, which I think is a great place where group classes come in play, because you have a community aspect. It's motivating. You have that accountability. So I think CrossFit thrives in that world because it has community. So you now have more than just an exercise reason to show up.
And if you don't show up, people will send you a message, right?
They'll text you.
Where are you? We're speaking with Madeline Helms. She's from right here in Rock Hill. She lives now in Anderson, mm-hmm. Anderson County, here in South Carolina. She's a nutritious. Well, hopefully you ate a nutritious breakfast, but you focus in the world of nutrition mm-hmm. and diet and exercise. That's just kind of your full-time job. And your other job is in the world of CrossFit. And as she explained to us, there's like four levels of CrossFit. The fourth level, if you want to compare it to maybe like the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. that's what you see on television when they do the CrossFit games. And you've made it up to the third level, mm-hmm. which is just one playoff game away from going to the Super Bowl, Madeline.
Technically speaking, sure.
So just knowing that and just seeing like your posture, like how much more would you need to do to get to that fourth level? I mean, what does your routine look like now? And what does it take to get to that fourth level?
At this current moment, I'm actually doing considerably less when it comes to that, just because we're working on some business endeavors. So over, you know, the past few years and what I hope to continue doing in the future, you know, putting in a couple hours a day is great. I think the people at level four put in 5-6 hours a day, potentially, to the point where maybe they're quitting their full-time jobs. They're kind of setting a lot of their life aside to where they're not taking vacations. They're not doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So I don't have any intentions to do that side of things. So, you know, will I get to the fourth stage without doing that? It's possible, because I know people that have. So, I think just to continue working on the skills and learning new things and continuing to fine-tune those and, you know, hope the right workouts show up that fit in my wheelhouse.
Let me ask you this, to kind of switch gears. I know you said you do nutrition, so mm-hmm. it's not all physical. Mm-hmm. It's what you put in your body as well.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening today and they say, I don't have 2 hours, I don't have 3 hours, I don't have 30 minutes to give mm-hmm. for a workout routine, but I want to start somewhere. I want to start not on the necessarily physical workout, but what fueling my body. Mm-hmm. What are some, I guess, top tips that you can say they can start implementing today to get on a better path to a healthier self?
Yeah, great question. There's a lot that you can do nutritionally to make, you know, continue helping your body become healthier without the exercise. But I think our culture sets us up really poorly right now for a well-balanced, you know, healthy diet. We've got all these fads. We've got all these different hacks you could do. But I think the biggest things people can do is to start eating more whole foods, you know, stop with the processed boxed packages. I think a lot of people eat out way too much. You know, I think that there's a balance there that we need to learn. And the eating out is kind of what I think kicks a lot of people down. And then a big one that I think a lot of people push these days that really hits the nail on the head is eating more protein. Whether you work out or not, whether you're you know, 20 years old or 80 years old, you know, that is kind of a priority. And again, I think our culture makes it really hard to get enough protein in, especially quality protein. You know, you can throw out all the protein shakes, protein bars, but, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to eating enough whole food to support your goals.
Mm. That's great.
And just remember, because we're about to be in bathing suit season, that the your bathing suit body is built now, really, right?
Yeah.
In the spring, people go to the beach.
We're coming up close too.
Yeah, and they see everyone on the beach and then they look down and go, uh-oh, I've got some work to do.
They saw that hot girl summer.
Yeah, that's it. They look down, but I mean, as Madeline has been explaining, just you can always take control of everything in your life. Mm-hmm. And the diet part is really, is so true, right? I hear so many folks say, well, I go to the gym or I exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And then the follow-up question is, what do you do for your diet? And they don't really change their diet.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, no wonder. And vice versa, right? You can eat as healthy as you want, but if you aren't lifting and doing the physical part, like, you're not gaining any traction there. So it really is 50-50. Yeah.
Well, and I think a big thing that people can do to start is find someone to work with. Mm-hmm. I know that I obviously work with a number of people and they see a lot of progress. But at the same time, I think that, you know, especially nutrition, nobody is just born knowing everything about how they're supposed to eat. It's not just common knowledge. And again, I think there's a lot of garbage out there as far as, you know, what we should do. So I think that finding someone that knows kind of the ins and outs of that, either in the nutrition world or the fitness world, is, I think, a great starting place for people.
Well, you certainly have made a huge impact in that world of fitness and nutrition, not only here in our community, but in your community there in Anderson. Again, I know your parents are so proud of you, and we get a chance to catch up with your mom, who, again, is Lori Helms with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. She always updates us about your adventures, you and your brothers. Adventures, and we've always said, bring Madeline in the next time she's here. So we are so glad that this worked out, and we're continuing to follow your path and everything along those lines, and we will see you one day in the CrossFit Games. I have a feeling.
<see. laughs> Fingers crossed.
When you make it that big, come back to Palmetto Mornings.
Definitely.
Okay?
I will.
Awesome. Her name is Madeline Helms, and she is a product of one of our very own right here in the city of Rock Hill.